Number two, keep it today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Folks, we're back with the American Awakening second hour. I picked that particular tune, Taps, today to honor all of the fallen American soldiers who were naive enough to believe that they were going to fight these illegal foreign wars for democracy,
yeah, no,
the expansion of democracy. Yeah. Angelique, okay, go out. What else did you want to say?
I was talking about vaccines. Basically the first time I've been trying to call broadcasters. I've never done this before. If you ever look up Lorraine Murray.
I know who Lorraine Murray is. Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah. And I tried calling her the other day. I got a hold of Lorraine's. And, you know, they speak the truth. We are toast.
If we don't do something about it, we're toast. Go ahead.
Okay. I remember when I was in ninth grade. I'm 62 years old right now.
Mm-hmm.
And my ninth grade teacher brought in a thimble, and he said, pass it along. And one thimble full of plutonium is enough to kill everybody on the planet. That's when I really got interested in science. I go, whoa. And at that time, it was 3.2 billion people on the planet. Now, you might need a couple more thimbles full, but we're all toast. I talked to Lorenz, and yeah, we're toast. We get it. In the meantime, I saw a little baby in the supermarket, and I heard that my nephew just had a baby. Those kids are not going to survive whatsoever.
Well, that's why the go ahead.
Those kids are not going to have a normal lifespan. They're being poisoned to death.
Not unless somebody does something about it, and that's what we're trying to do. I've got to run. Thank you so much for the call. I appreciate you listening. I'm honored by virtue of the fact that you've actually gone through and listened to some of the stuff I have to say, but I've got to move along. Thank you so much for the call, though. Dan, we're going to. I'm going to go ahead and share this clip with you regarding Jessica Lynch. It's a 5-minute clip, and remember that Pat Tillman was part of the team that was supposed to go in and rescue her, and he's the one that smelled a rat as far as this thing being for real anyway. So with that, go ahead and play that clip, Dan.
War is now created by military and political powers. Television's job is to translate it into mythology. Everybody remembers Jessica Lynch, the 19-year-old private captured in an ambush and rescued by American Special Forces. The story started like this.
With that, I'll take your questions. Tom.
Hello?
Oh. Brooks, we noticed that you made no mention of the rescue of Jessica Lynch and the special operations that went on. We understand that there is video taken by a combat camera team. Can you show us that video?
We did have the opportunity to have a combat camera crew with the assault force, and we'll show you only the portion that has a PFC Lynch being retrieved. Do we have the tape?
Incredibly, the cassette was already queued in the VCR.
It was in the Saddam Hospital in Anasir.
And the commentary was prepared.
We were successful in that operation last night and did retrieve PFC Jessica Lynch, bringing her away from that location of danger.
This single video clip, produced and directed by the Army, is the only document of Private Lynch's rescue, the basis of a story that developed over 7 months.
Sources say
ABC the same day.
Extraction.
which means Army Rangers would secure the perimeter of the hospital.
TV runs with the story with a dramatic 3D animation based on unnamed sources.
To the waiting Black Hawk helicopter.
It was in a rocky
CBS the same day.
A military post that had been Lynch's uncomfortable home for 10 long days.
We've just arrived here at Saddam Hospital.
It was here she lay suffering from two broken legs, a broken arm, and multiple gunshot wounds, being treated not by a doctor, but by an Iraqi pharmacist.
Now it's serious wounds and incompetent doctors. CBS doesn't name their sources either.
The Pentagon says she is the first American prisoner of war to be rescued from hostile territory since World War II.
The headline in the Washington Post, she was fighting to the death. In it, Private First Class Lynch is portrayed as a kind of Rambo. The source, U.S. officials.
April 12th. Jessica Lynch is a certified hero and a media celebrity. 600 articles have been written about her. Television networks compete for an interview. MTV offers her a show. Her agent negotiates $1 million book deal. And NBC prepares a television movie, Saving Private Lynch.
It's very important to us as Americans to bring back our fellow soldiers. But most importantly is to bring back somebody like Private First Class Lynch, who was risking her life on the battlefield.
1 month later, journalists arrive at Saddam Hospital without a military escort. Their investigation turns the story on its head.
Private Lynch hadn't been shot in a firefight, as earlier reports suggested.
ABC, May 7th.
She had broken her leg when her truck overturned. An orthopedic surgeon who was due to set Private Lynch's broken leg the following morning says U.S. soldiers put a gun to his head as they burst into the operating room.
We start shouting, "We are doctors, don't shoot."
The hospital staff says there were no Iraqi troops on the premises when the Americans rushed in. They had all left the morning before the rescue. The soldiers broke down doors in the intensive care unit when they could have just asked where she was.
Private Lynch has yet to give her own account of her captivity here or her rescue. She remains in seclusion at the Army's Walter Reed Hospital, reportedly suffering from amnesia.
And also,
June 17th, the Washington Post revises its original story. Does it make any difference? No. The myth of Jessica is stronger than the facts.
Thank you for being here.
July 21st, Private Lynch is decorated for bravery.
She is just 20 years old. But Jessica Lynch comes home with the experience of a long, painful journey.
I would like to say thank you to everyone who hoped and prayed for my safe return.
Whether or not she will be able to remember that time period.
1 month later, she retires from the Army and takes up a media career. November 9, NBC airs the telefilm Saving Jessica Lynch. In light of its serious nature, there are no commercial breaks. Variety calls it Mission Impossible but Real.
And while
November 11th, Veterans Day.
It is clear that Ms. Lynch has been taken into many American hearts. She's done her first television.
Her book is published. ABC wins the scoop of Jessica's first interview.
So just to get this clear.
Yeah.
Did you fire your weapon back and did you kill any Iraqis?
No. No. My weapon, the jam, and I did not shoot. Not
even Jessica admits her story was false.
No, nothing.
But the lies and manipulations didn't matter. It was too late. The Pentagon had written a perfect television script, and that's what remains in memory.
All right, thanks a lot, Dan. Yeah, isn't it interesting that the Pentagon would not show the full tape of the rescue? And the reason they didn't show the full tape of the rescue is because there wasn't any rescue. What they did show was already cued, the commentary was already prepared, and the entire event was directed and produced by the Army. The ABC and CBS News showed nothing more than a 3D animation, in other words, a cartoon, if you will, kind of what they want you to believe happened that didn't happen. Always from anonymous and unnamed sources. And they depicted her as fighting to the death as a sort of a Rambo character, always coming from anonymous sources. 600 articles were written about her, $1 million book deal, an NBC TV movie with no commercials. Why did they not have any commercials? Well, the Pentagon, I'm sure, had made the deal to pay them whatever the commercials cost was to air it, uninterrupted. $1 million book deal. A month later, journalists showed up. There was no military there because the Iraqis had left the day before. The doctor claims that they busted down doors when they could have simply said, "Where is she?" Put a gun to his head. They knew that there was no Iraqi soldiers there from intelligence. Yeah. Didn't fire a weapon. She was interviewed on NBC News. She claims she never fired a weapon because her weapon jammed. So who do you believe? The point to this is that there was money in this. The media was complicit in it. They made however many millions of dollars from the Pentagon to air that commercial-free, a complete lie. That, by the way, I watched the first 10 minutes of that movie yesterday, folks, and right based on the front of the screen as the movie starts, this movie is based on a true story. Not. It kind of makes me lose faith in anything I see as far as a movie on TV that says it's based on a true story, because we know that that's anything but the truth. And that's sick. Now, how long ago, how many years ago was it that legislation was passed that allows the mainstream media to put propaganda out on the television, and it's not against the law? Was it 2013, 2014? I don't know. But I do know this whole thing, all of this perpetration for 17 years, since 2001 in Iraq, 2003 2001 in Afghanistan, 2003 in Iraq, all of the war drums beating consistently, Libya, the ousting of Muammar Gaddafi, innocent people killed, Syria, an ongoing civil war that was perpetrated by us and the CIA that's been going on for years. This is imperative that we wake people up, just like when Angelique called in. We're toast. Yes, we are. If we allow this to continue, we are toast. We've got to stop this. With that, the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. I'll take your calls, any comments or questions or maybe some answers you might have for me. Feel free to dial up. I continue to get these emails on a daily basis from people giving me different articles and so forth to go through. I appreciate that. I'm probably going to share one or two of them with you today. And again, it's the same person that keeps sending me these that I don't know his name or hers. So if you want to clarify and tell me who you are, I'll be happy to give you a shout out on the air. With that, let's go to Peter in Los Angeles. Peter, you're on with Michael.
Yeah, hi, Michael. I wanted to remind everybody who doesn't remember that one of the names that has been basically erased from history is Lindsay England. Do you know who she is?
No, I don't.
She's the girl that had all the naked Iraqis piled in pyramids and was taking pictures. She was part of the torture crew over at Abu Ghraib. Uh-huh. And another thing they don't tell you about is that the contractors at Abu Ghraib that were teaching our people how to torture and who already knew Arabic and were able to do the numbers that we needed were Israeli. So, is big news and everybody forgets, everything but the heroics of the what's-her-name story. The Lindsay England thing about the torture at Abu Ghraib and also the American female brigadier general who was cashiered, even though she was ordered to torture and do all that stuff by people went all the way up to Rumsfeld, I'm sure, and higher, was cashiered. And she says herself she had orders from higher up. So,
it's amazing you brought that up, Peter, because I didn't know. It's something I didn't know. You say that these people that were over there that were doing this were Israeli. They were the Israeli.
When we took I did a couple of tours there. When we took over in 2003, and we had remember the deck of cards and all those people. We also had thousands of prisoners of war. And we weren't equipped to interrogate everybody. We didn't have enough Arabic speakers, and we just didn't have enough interrogators. Well, who does? Well, the Israelis have tons of people who've been torturing people for, 70 years. And they have tons of people who also speak Arabic. So we contracted with a bunch of the Israelis, private companies and so on, which basically were helping us run Abu Ghraib. You remember Abu Ghraib, right?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, back in 2006, when I first went on KFNX in Phoenix, you know, I was reporting on the depleted uranium and the torture, and I've mentioned this before, and this was on a mainstream network, and I was getting calls from Army wives and people that had brothers, you know, sons in the Army, and they were just calling me everything but you know what. Because they said, "Oh, this couldn't be. Our army wouldn't do that." Well, maybe we wouldn't, but the Israelis would, you know. So I'm convinced that we were complicit in that as well. And it wasn't until years later that it actually come out. And it's interesting that you say that Lindsay England was the girl that took the pictures on. I think her foot was on top of the butt of an Iraqi or whatever. It's interesting that you brought that up.
We didn't run on leashes and things like that. Yeah.
And that's conveniently buried. It's erased from the annals of time, Pete. You know, I mean, like I said, villainous, sickening, Luciferian is an understatement with what's going on here. They are making money at the hands of innocent men, women, and children all around the world, and the media is complicit in it. The Pentagon's complicit in it. I mean, look how far this country has slidden. 50 years ago, I was proud to be an American. I'm not now.
I'm not either. It's I just was on the phone with a friend of mine who is also a veteran, was a Marine Corps guy in Vietnam, and we went from, first to fight for rights and freedom and to keep our honor clean. And I was saying to my buddy, I said, Larry, when was the last time you ever looked upon your time in Vietnam as fighting for rights and freedom and keeping your honor clean, or, you know, democracy, or any of the crap that they sold us for Iraq, or, you know, it's just all crap. It is indeed for Israel. They've run our foreign policy for 50 years in the Middle East, and the Middle East drives all the rest of our foreign policy as well. So it's heinous, really.
I agree. Anything else you want to add before I let you go, Pete?
Well, I've seen a couple articles. As a matter of fact, I think I may have sent one to you about how one of them was how the Christian Zionists got their guys into the White House and co-opted Trump.
Oh, okay, wait a minute. Is your email the Outlook team?
Yes, that's me.
Because I'm using some of your articles. As a matter of fact, there's one I was just about ready to get into that you sent me regarding this Israel and Poland clash over the proposed Holocaust law that Benjamin Netanyahu and Beetle Bokens got his panties all on a bunch about.
Another one that I sent you is talking about the title of this thing is how the Christian Zionists got their man, or basically co-opted the Trump White House. And,
I've got it sitting here getting ready to air right now. How the Christian Zionists Got Their Man Into the White House by Morgan Strong. Yeah. Well, now I know who you are.
I've got a comment down there under a different name, but I will tell you that my comment basically says, hey, look, they're useful idiots, the Christian right, but who benefits? Who controls all this? Who is Soros and Adelson and Arnon Milchan and Bloomberg and all the people that finance both parties, Haim Saban, completely? It's not the Christian Zionists. They're just useful idiots. But here we go, more deflection, more deception, more it's the Christian Zionists that are doing all this for Israel. What ridiculous crap.
Yes, and again, I have to throw out there, these supposed Christians, right? 35% of the Palestinians are Christians. What country would Jesus bomb? These people they have no idea that they're bombing their own brethren. They have no idea. And Chuck Hagee, or is it John Hagee? This pastor is promoting this garbage. You know, he ought to be hung up by his thumbs. It's terrible.
If you notice, I'll bet any money John Hagee's got TV programs and all that. I bet his TV programs don't get on the air. On the networks that are probably owned by you-know-who. There's a money thing there as well. You think that any of these guys, any of these Christian Zionists with their TV shows will get on the air even? They never would unless they're pro-Israel. So,
Well, no, and they're probably being funded or subsidized by them. I mean, Hagee's pretty big. I don't know what his congregation is, but I tuned into a video of this guy, and he was talking about Israel, and they got to support Israel, and they're the chosen people and all this stuff, and I just wanted to throw up. I had to turn him off. You know, I mean, well, a Christian pastor. Go ahead.
He would go the way of that Lindy England, the torture girl, if he ever spoke out against him. You'd never hear about him again.
That's true. Thanks for the call. I appreciate the input, and I'll use this next one of your articles. Be back in three. Michael Herzog of the American Awakening coming to you live from the Valley of the Sun. Now I know who Outlook is. Thank you very much. Be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Folks, I'm not backing down. Michael Herzog is back. I was going to go into what's happening with the infiltration over the years into the military with psychiatrists, but I think I'm going to save that. That's what I was going to segue into after the Pat Tillman, Jessica Lynch thing, to kind of give you an overview of how they have permeated into our military and our veterans and what's happening now, the reason why these soldiers are committing suicide to the tune of 22 per day. But I'm going to save that, I think, to either maybe tomorrow, Thursday, or Friday. I know one day this week I'm going to I've got another show prepared on the death of Marilyn Monroe, and I did that as a favor to my little girlfriend in Indiana. I'm going to start that. She doesn't get off of work until my show's about a half hour old, so I'm going to start that program probably at the bottom of the first hour on whichever day I do it to give her the opportunity to be able to listen in full. But with that, let's go to John in Austin. John, you're on with Michael. How you doing, buddy?
All right, man.
What's going on? What's on your mind, John?
The Dixie Chicks is on my mind.
They used to be my lead-in music, and then I found out they were leftists, so I, you know, put them on the back end. So, you know.
Well, it's funny you're talking about this thing today, because I just love that little clip of that song of theirs, that little acoustic guitar thing that's the intro to the song. And all last week I'm saying, I've got to go to YouTube and play that song. Well, man, I went there on Saturday, and I must have played that song about 20 times. But not only that, I kind of, you know, the menu over on the side there with the follow-up related videos?
I kind of
let myself get dragged down the rabbit hole there about this whole thing. You know, going back to the, when they set the country on fire with the remarks about President Bush.
Mm-hmm.
And it's funny because that remark was made in a place in London called Shepherd's Bush. I don't know if there's anything significant about that, but it was just a bit ironic. Anyhow, I knew that it had caused a furore at the time. Now, I had no idea that she had received life threats.
Oh, yeah.
That's
why they made that song. That's why they wrote that song. You know, and at the time, yeah. I remember I was over in Los Angeles. I was over at the symposium, the 9/11 symposium in Los Angeles, and I was staying with my buddy over there, my oldest friend who's an attorney over there in Los Angeles, and he played it for me. You know, and I thought, wow, that is great lead-in, because it's, you know, I'm not ready to make nice. That would be the perfect intro for my show, and so I used it for years. And then I found out here just in the last year or two that they were left-wing liberals. You know, I thought, okay, well, I'm going to have to take them from the front end, you know, take them all through the digestive system and put them on the back end on my way out, right? So which is what Dan, my producer, did. Anyway, yeah, so they were threatened, and that's why they came up with the song.
Yeah, I think I need to correct myself. I think did I just say that they were threatened because she was threatened because of that song? I think that's what I said.
No, they were threatened. Well, let's see. Let me think about this.
They wrote that song to the threats. Yeah,
exactly. They were being threatened. Some of their outspoken statements that they were making in their concerts, and they were threatened.
Yeah.
So they came out with that song saying that they're not ready to make nice and they're not backing down. You know.
Yeah.
So that's what that was. Anything else you want to add before I let you go? Because I'm going to get into this stuff. Benjamin Netanyahu and Beetlebuck has got his panties in a bunch over this Polish thing, and you know he doesn't want them to stop, you know, taking responsibility for all of these supposed 6 million Jews that didn't die in Auschwitz.
If you've got other callers waiting, I'll call back another time, because I've got loads, mate. I've got loads of stuff.
Well, I'll hold you on. I mean, I'll give you 5-10 minutes if you got. I mean, if you want.
All right.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I've just got a few related things. Yeah,
right.
I just saw some of the videos of the typical response to that. You know, it was like going back to John Lennon's comments about Jesus. And what do we get? We get burn the LPs and the Dixie Chicks. They're bringing out all the CDs, and somebody goes to the trouble of renting a steamroller to drive over all these CDs. Just stupid. And you hear some of the comments of the people calling into supposed country music radio stations. I don't think there's been a country music radio station in this country since the 1960s, for God's sake.
Hold that thought, John. We'll be back in three. I'll make a comment on John Lennon's Jesus remark, and then I'll let you continue. Be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Thank you.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Well, it's all
All right, folks, we're back with the American Awakening. Speaking of John Lennon, there's his buddy George Harrison singing for us. Before I get back to John and Austin, you know, the remark that John Lennon made, more popular than Jesus, and they took that out of context. He really didn't mean it the way they made it sound like he meant it. But he makes that remark, the pastors all across the nation erupt, and their congregations, they're reporting it to the congregations, and Christians are out burning and breaking Beatle records all over the United States, these Judeo-Christians. Yet, on the flip side of that coin, they're donating money to Israel to let Israel kill their fellow Christians. How stupid is that? John, you got a comment for me?
Oh, wow.
It's ridiculous. Go ahead.
Well, speaking of that, I'm just looking for something because, you know, Saturday was apparently Holocaust Memorial Day. Holocaust Memorial Day. So it just so happened that one of my Facebook friends, she posted a little video. Actually, several people, I saw it a few times on Facebook, and it was this old lady who is supposedly a Holocaust survivor.
Oh, goody.
And I just quite innocently, without trying to provoke anything, I just said, have you actually done any research on the Holocaust? Oh, man, you want to see the abuse I got for this. Holy moly.
Shame on you. How dare you, John? Go ahead.
I know. I got this one guy, his first response was all F's and expletives, and I didn't respond to that. And then he kind of calmed down after a while, and he finally kind of said, well, have you any evidence to support that your claim? So I just rather cheekily replied to him. I says, well, yeah, I actually have 3 years worth of research that I've studied on this subject. Would you like me to share 3 years of research with you? And I left it at that. And I've not heard from him since.
Of course you're not going to hear from him since. But you know what? The easiest way to kill the whole thing, and I've you know, it's like Occam's razor. Just bring it down to its, you know, its nucleus here, okay? The only question is, if 6 million Jews died in, you know, the prison camps, then when they posted the plaque engraved in front of Auschwitz that 4 million Jews died at the hands of the Nazi murderers, and then they changed the plaque to say 1.1 million, most of them were Jews, whatever happened to the other 2.9 million? I'm thinking that 6 million minus 3 million is 3 million. But it's still 6 million, even though, you know, they've changed the plaque and now 3 million didn't die there. So, I mean, that, aside from everything else, John, to me that would kill the argument. Instead, they passed laws in 22 countries that if you even talk about it, they're going to throw you in prison. That's how they respond to it. I mean, you know, what's the song in my bumper music? Does that make you crazy, John? I mean, seriously, you go on Facebook and some clown says, well, have you got any evidence? Yeah, I got all kinds of evidence, buddy. I got 3 years worth of evidence. You want me to start flipping it to you on Facebook, or would you rather let me do it to you in an email? And he doesn't respond. I mean, seriously, you know, what have they got? They don't have anything. And I mean,
I know. That's it. Exactly. They don't have anything.
Well, that's why they result to the name calling, you know, and I've got that, you know, and at this point in my life, John, I don't care. It makes no difference to me. You know, you can call me whatever you want to call me, you know, but just don't call me late for dinner. That's all. What else you got?
Speaking about Jessica, was it Jessica Lynch her name?
Yes.
I don't know if you know, but there was an inquiry set up in Britain, and it was actually set up about 7 years ago to determine whether or not Tony Blair took Britain into the Iraq War illegally. And the results of this inquiry were published just about a year ago, a little under a year ago. How the hell does it take 6 years to investigate something? 6 years, man. The Second World War lasted 6 years.
I know. And you know, it reminds me of, you know, I prepared a show for my girlfriend about Marilyn Monroe, right? And, you know, Tom Petty died here a couple months ago. Now, they just released the results of the autopsy report, took them about 30 days. Michael Jackson, same thing. I mean, all of these people, it takes them 30, 60, 90 days to release an autopsy. How is it that Marilyn Monroe supposedly died at 4:30 in the morning on August 5th, 1962, and by 10:30 in the morning, they already had the results of the autopsy? Go figure. And in the middle of the night, and I believe it was on a Sunday. Really? Come on. All right. I've got other callers online. Anything else you want to add?
One last thing. I won't go into this. I'll just give you the headline, okay? There's a coup d'etat being plotted to take down the Scottish government. We'll talk about it later, all right?
All right, very good. Thanks for the call, John. I appreciate your input, as always. Let's go to Larry in Washington. Larry, you're on with Michael. Go ahead.
Referring back to Lenin's comment, at that time, because I'm an old man, I remember that time,
Okay.
Remember in that time, he was right, though.
Oh, he was? Oh, absolutely. Go ahead.
And I'm just looking at RBN this morning, and do you see what JC or JZ, JZ.
The rapper?
Quote, Satan is our true Lord. Only idiots believe in Jesus, end of quote. And I'm thinking about when Lennon made that to what now is almost acceptable.
Well, his statement was taken out of context. And by the way, in answer to your question, no, I haven't been into the website this morning. I picked up a couple of tidbits out of it yesterday and went over them. But, what's going on now? You know, Jay-Z just made a comment that Lucifer or Satan is our Lord. But, you know, that's, yes, if the 144,000 Jews are God's chosen people, then it has to be Satan. Because, again, I have to go back with what country would Jesus bomb, you know? End of story. That's pretty much it. Anything else you want to
add? I mean, how to take Lennon and do such a, you burn the Beatle records, throw them, whatever, and now here's a picture of this Jay-Z standing with Hillary.
Oh.
I think it's probably down at that.
You just ruined my day, Larry. Hillary. Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, well, to me, we talk about Zionist Christians. Those people are so damn ignorant they should die. You can't talk to them. They're so closed-minded. It's like talking to a bloody liberal who's been indoctrinated that Stalin was a good guy.
Oh, I know. We're trying to make our way through this here, Larry. So, you know, that's why it's your mission and everybody else's to bring people to RBN so they can just, you know, get out of their mesmerization and the drug-induced coma that they're in and see what's really going on. With that, I got to let you go, buddy. I got other callers on the line, but thanks so much for the input and this great point that you made. Let's go to Rob in Illinois. Rob, you're on with Michael. Go ahead.
Hey, Mike. Good afternoon.
Hi. Good afternoon.
All right. Let me fill you in with the Jay-Z story, and I don't have all the information for you yet. I have to pull it up for you, send it to you. But
Look,
they're making hip-hop like, you know, it's supposed to be the number one listen to music and whatnot. And basically, you know what they've done. They've just like they did with the Beatles, you know how the Beatles is created and bragged about being created by the Tavistock Institute to do what they did. The same thing is going on with hip-hop. They infiltrated hip-hop really early and decided to put out in all their vibrations and all the things that are resonating with people through the vibrations and everything else, which is created, there's nothing good. They talk about rape and, you know, get the money and all that good stuff, right?
Uh-huh.
So as far as Jay-Z goes, they made him the, you know, he's in with the Illuminati. He does all the Illuminati hand signs and all this other stuff. Yeah. They made him the poster child to be like this head of the entertainment stuff, okay? They've made him the face. Now, he doesn't really resonate with most of the younger people, but he has the respect. He was there during the beginning, and he has the respect. He's got the money. He's got the Beyonce and all the other stuff. So he's that symbol of respect. So now he's out there, and he's pretty much being brazen with it. You know, again, the Illuminati, we're with the devil, all this other stuff. So he's up there with the bigwigs. And if you do recall, Hillary Clinton paid Beyonce and Jay-Z to do a free concert for people.
Oh, yeah. I remember.
Campaigning. Paid them $64, $65 million to do this free concert, which barely anybody showed up, and they only showed up for them. They didn't care about Hillary to begin with. So, you know, they're all in on it, okay?
Mm-hmm. You know what? Your mission, should you decide to accept it, Rob, speaking about, you know, this Jay-Z and the Illuminati's made him into this great star, you know, with the reverse messaging going on in these songs, you know, you play Yes We Can backwards, it's Thank You, Satan. I just wonder how much of that subliminal stuff or that backward stuff is on these hip-hop records.
Well, it's in the vibrations, Michael. We're all on the vibrations. We're all, our whole being is I forget what they call it, the vibrations. We're all dealing with vibrations. So it's the vibrations within the music, and it's supposed to resonate with you. It's everything, the whole, our whole universe is vibrations.
Right.
Okay, and that's what they're doing. They're putting that into the music. It's the vibrations, and not to mention, of course, what they're saying. Get the vibrations, get the right words, and, you know, there they go. Again, there's other broadcasters and researchers that do a much better job. I'm just giving you, like, you know, the overview here.
No, I appreciate it.
Well, you still got the Discerner email, yeah?
Yes, I do.
Okay, well, I've sent you something with that Blogspot, which has Inside the Eye Live and all this other stuff. Did you get that one?
I don't know. I'd have to go look.
A couple weeks ago, I knew you were talking about you and when you guys got you and John got bombarded with that one caller, and I knew you were starting looking on this stuff. So I sent you some of the. It collects all the archives for Andrew Carrington Hitchcock.
Inside
the Eye Live.
Okay, what is? Just give me the first few letters of your email address.
Shy, and then 22 is the end.
Yeah, and that was a while back, wasn't it?
Weeks, though. Yeah, well, back when the day after that phone call you guys got from the
yeah. Court. You know what? I get so many of them. I get hundreds of them, literally. I might have buried it. I don't know. I have to go back and look. I'm looking back to the 22nd of January, and I don't see it. But I've got so many of them in here still that aren't even open yet, so I'll go back and dig again.
All right. Well, let's go with this one. Just shy XXX brew 22 at Gmail.
XXX. Route 22. Okay. All right. Very good. Yeah, I'll go hunt for it.
All right.
Well, very good. Anything else you want to add?
Last thing I want to point out here is, let's style the saw back. Michael, and I'm sharing this with the audience, let's first realize we are living in a false reality. This is it. Everything, most everything we know, are the official narratives, what we've been taught in school and so on, it is a false reality. We've been told lies and so on and so forth, and it's only those that write the books and are able to get on a broadcast or whatnot or put out tapes and so on back like they did in the old days, are we able to get to the real information, the real inside stuff, beyond the narrative. But basically, we're all programmed. This is what we are. We are programmed through the textbooks and the corporate media and these foundations. We are programmed into a false reality. Okay, so we got to just state that out every single time so we can have and expose the truth, period.
Great point. Rob. Go ahead. As far as what?
Last thing, as far as the Holocaust goes, let's stop trying to prove the Holocaust was a hoax. Instead, why don't we talk about all the Holocausts that the Khazars have caused in Russia, the Albanians, and so on. Let's expose them for all the massive murders that they've done. You know, let's talk about that, because that's what real Holocaust is, what all the murders they've caused.
Oh, I totally agree with you, and I think I've done that to some degree. You know, the Mavi Marmara, the Liberty, 9/11. I mean, come on, you know, the Bolshevik Revolution. I mean, you know, it's... Mm-hmm. For them, 50 million people died in World War II. For them to focus on six just because they were Jewish, it's
56 million Christians, Michael. No one ever talks about that, right?
Yeah, yeah. No, good point.
56 million Christians, and not to mention in Russia, it was not, over 66,000 Christians in Russia alone. 90,000 churches burned down, and on and on and on. It goes on till today. And, you know, I was listening to Alex Jones earlier. Some lady called in, and she says she was a Jew. And she's like, oh, we're still being persecuted. Are you kidding me? She's like, and then she says, don't you give up your guns. I'm like, are you kidding me? It's your dual citizens in our Congress who are trying to take our guns. What are you talking about? And I'm losing my train of thought here. But let me let it go out there. I lost my train of thought.
All right. So, thanks for the call.
Michael, keep it up, and if there's anything else I can get you, I'll send it off.
All right. Thanks, Rob. Appreciate it. Appreciate the call. No, he's got a great point. You know, and here we go. You know, that's a great segue into this because, Pete sent me an article about Israel and Poland are clashing over this proposed Holocaust law. Now, Benjamin Netanyahu and Biedelboken and the Holocaust survivors on Sunday bridled and a draft of the Polish law that would make it illegal to suggest Poland bore any responsibility for Nazi atrocities committed on its soil. The Israeli Foreign Ministry summoned Poland's Charge des Affaires. The ambassador was abroad to object to the bill, which is still going through Parliament. They have proposed a bill, okay, to say, hey, you know what, we didn't have anything to do with any Holocaust, and Benjamin Netanyahu and Beetlebuck has got his panties all in a bunch. He doesn't like that, okay? He needs to continue to perpetuate that lie. And he says, we will, under no circumstances, accept any attempt to rewrite history, according to Benjamin Netanyahu and Beetlebuck. And he said that in a lengthy public remarks. Who are you to say anything about what another country can do, Beetlebuck? Netanyahu and Polish Prime Minister Mateusz Morawiecki talked by phone late on Sunday, and the Israeli leader's office said they had agreed to open immediate dialogue between the teams from both countries to try and reach understandings on the legislation. But that's not my question. My question is, who is Benjamin Netanyahu and Beetlebuck to go over to this Polish prime minister or whoever he is, whether he's an oligarch, I don't know what he is. Okay, I haven't looked at it. But who is Benjamin to tell him to do anything? You know, I mean, he's got his panties all in a bunny. He's running around hooting and hollering and stomping his feet and doing all this stuff because Poland says, hey, you know what? We didn't have any responsibility for any of that, even if it did happen, because we were being occupied. And you know what? That's a good point. They were. So what's your problem, Beetlebuck? I don't get it. Goes on to say, before World War II, Poland was home to Europe's largest Jewish community of some 3.2 million. Really? I'd have to question that. Nazi Germany attacked and occupied Poland in 1939 and later built death camps. No, I think they built what is called work camps. But we'll talk about that a little bit when we get back with the final segment. Michael Herzog of the American Awakening coming to you live from the belly of the sun. Be right back.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks, if you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of $30, $40, $50, or $100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
All right, folks, we're back. Final segment of the American Awakening. Michael Herzog, your host, coming to you live from the Valley of the Sun. Now, I have a question for Beetlebook, and he's got his panties all in a bunch about this. He quotes, and he says, "We will accept no limitation on truthful historical research." Okay, well, we've done a whole lot about, well, John and Austin. John, maybe you ought to send this guy out some of your research, okay, because he says he will accept no limitation on truthful historical research. So see if you can get Beetlebogen's address and send him over some of your research. But getting back to this, the Polish government said in a statement that the legislation aimed to stop the Polish people or the state from being blamed for Nazi crime. The bill that passed the lower house of parliament on Friday would make the use of phrases such as Polish death camps punishable by up to 3 years in prisons. I don't even see anything wrong with that. Beetlebogen's got his panties all in a wad here, okay? And answer me this question, Beetlebogen, all right? Why is it, you know, you're saying, well, these are death camps and we don't want to change any truthful account in history, but my question is, hold on a minute, let me find this, because I just pulled this, now my computer's acting up. But why was the German phrase, which translates into, oh gosh, I just lost it. Hold on a second, what happened here? Work sets you free. Why was that phrase engraved in the front of that Polish camp if it was a death camp? I don't get it, Benjamin. You know, and you're out here just, you know, wanting to have, I don't know, negotiate. Well, it's not a negotiation with you because you have the philosophy of just thinking everything's a nail and you're a hammer and bludgeoning people with the fact that these people were occupied by Germany. I'm not even going to get into why. I don't have time today to get into why. You know, when at the end of World War One, when they carved up Germany, all right, and they isolated a whole bunch of German people over there after World War One, and they were demeaning these people. They were stoning these people. They were vilifying these Germans after World War One. Okay, and Hitler basically just told the Poles, he said, you know what? Let these people come home. They're German citizens. And the Poles didn't do that. And Germany finally threatened them, and Hitler said, hey, you know what? If you don't let them come home, we're coming to get them, and we're going to get you too. So that being said, you know, I think it's rather justified that Adolf Hitler went in there and he freed his people. Yes, he occupied Poland, but it's only because they didn't do what he had asked them to do on several different occasions. So my question is, what's wrong with that? I don't get it. And Benjamin, he's over here, you know, well, same thing he does all over the world. He gets in front of the UN and talks about how they're being victimized and, you know, all the rockets are going into Gaza and blah, blah, blah. Yeah, these little bottle rockets that might blow up on the side of the freeway or something, you know, that don't really kill anybody. But they don't say anything about the million-dollar rockets that those Christian Zionists contribute to and the foreign aid that goes from the United States over there that sends those rockets and allows Israel to buy those rockets to shoot back into Gaza. I don't hear anything about that. What's the issue with that, Beetlebogen? I don't get it. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, you got to sweep that one under the rug. Well, you know, in summation with this whole entire program here, folks, which I didn't even get into, the infiltration of the psychiatrist into our military, which is another horror story in itself, which is likely a big part of the reason why 22 people a day are dying from suicide from what they saw and what they're taking. We'll continue with this on another day. Thanks for tuning in. See you next time, same station tomorrow. Bye for now. There's nothing left for me to figure out. I've paid a price, and I'll keep paying. I'm not ready to make nice. I'm not ready to back down. I'm still mad. Hell, and I don't have time to go around and
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com, or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website Angioprim.com.